Episode 2 of the Kyle Ross podcast here. This is me narrating a fan fiction screenplay by my good pal, Dashing DJ Yuri. All right, let's go. Set during the Russian invasion. See it from all sides. American Spec Ops story intro. The start. Half of the squad is gone. And you want us to continue the mission? Drake slammed his fist into the wall, leaving a small dent. Gunfire echoed through the corridors, bouncing off the building's old concrete walls. It's not up to me. It's not up to me. Command gives the orders and we follow them. Drake grew angrier. Who wrote this? How are we supposed to do this with three men? It was intended for an entire squad. Yeah, so there should be a period and then another sentence. It was intended, not a comma.
What do you mean a comma?
Should be two different sentences.
How are we supposed to do this with three men?
Intended
for an entire squad.
With three men, capital I, it was intended for an entire squad. That's what it should say. You know, on the right. All right, anyway. Red massaged his forehead. Ooh. This wasn't supposed to happen, comma. Fuck. That should be happen, period. And then capital F, fuck, should be one sentence. No, it shouldn't be a comma.
Yes, it should.
No, it should be two sentences. Fuck should be the second sentence. You're wrong. You're wrong. Like always. Like your life.
Sure.
Chapter 1, it's not so bad. 3 hours earlier, a beer. An ice cold, straight from the can beer. What is he saying? Straight from the can.
He's supposed to be saying beer. Like this. It's supposed to be like this: a beer, an ice cold, straight from the can beer. You just don't know how to read.
No, you don't know how to. Who says that?
That's how he says.
Who says that in life? Straight from the can beer. This is what it is. It's beer. Jax put his head back inside. The Humvee was treading on move. I can't see what that says.
Tough.
Tough terrain. And the rain wasn't planning on stopping anytime soon. That sounds like heaven right about now, said Mark. It's awful grammar, by the way. The road carefully, period. Yeah,
you see,
who was picking an apple with his knife? When you're in hell, everything sounds like heaven. Drake said, watching the road carefully. The Russian forces had moved into New York early in their arrival. It was one of their first major, the first major cities to be taken, along with Houston. Along with Houston and Los Angeles, the Roughnecks, led by Lieutenant Al Redman, or Red as they call him, had been dispatched to recover important intel from
Fort Drum.
Where'd you come up with that one? The squad was battle-hardened and spent most of the beginning days of the invasion on the front lines. The Roughnecks consisted of six highly trained special operatives.
I wonder if Kyle Ross is one of them.
Oh, well, now I know he is. Jax handled explosives and was easily one of the best demolition ops.
Diplomat.
You see, now that's a good use of the comma. That should be one sentence. Demolition ops, Red had ever seen. Drake was not only one. Wait, go back. Drake was not only won the best hand. Not only won the best.
Yeah, that isn't supposed to be there.
Was not only one.
Actually, it was not only one of the best hands.
Was not only one of the best hand. So you should have said of.
Yeah,
of hand-to-hand combat specialist. But he was also a fine rifleman. Mark was the wisecracking, ass-kicking. Go back.
Badass
every squad needs. Axe. Was a squad metric. Medic. Nervous and easily spooked. Oh, is that me? Who's the ghost that went on this? He was the youngest in the squad and was often picked on by Jax and Mark. Ghost, the squad sniper. Wait a minute, I don't think this is even recording. Oh, yeah. the squad sniper didn't talk, but he was one hell of a shot, and that's all Red needed. Red was a born leader. He would be the first on the field and the last off. His squad was his family. Why'd you put that semicolon there? He spent more time with them than his real family. This rain just keeps coming on. Wait, this rain just keeps on coming and coming. It's making me fucking depressed. Drake, everything makes you depressed. Why didn't you add, like, dialogue spaces indents?
It's a script. It's a story.
Mark threw a piece of... You should still add... Mark threw a piece of apple at the back of Drake's head. A piece of apple. Where is he getting this apple from?
He was taking it with his knife earlier, remember? Oh, get ready for this insult.
Hey. Fuck ass. I'm driving here. Both of you. For the love of God, shut up! Red shouted. Which spooked Axe, like always. Sorry, boss, both of them exclaimed. How far are we from the drop-off point? About 5 minutes. These roads are crazy, and the rain doesn't help much. Ghost sat in the back, loading bullets, he forgot quotations again, into his clip. Ghost liked the rain. It was, yeah, soothing and peaceful. He pulled his... Is that you? He pulled his mask over his head and jammed the clip into his prized sniper. I have to piss, man. Like, really bad. Great dialogue. Mark squirmed... Oh, that's me. Mark squirmed in his seat. What are fucking five? What are fucking five?
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be, what are you fucking five?
Jax punched Mark in the arm. It does sound like a... Come on. We haven't seen anything for miles. And I have to piss like a motherfucker. I gotta piss really bad, man. Red looked at him with a face of confusion. A face of confusion. The five-year-old... you're right, he didn't... You were trying to call him five. The five-year-old has to piss. Mark smiled from ear to ear.
Are you serious right now? Please, boss, I feel like a new man.
Are you serious right now? Please, boss, I feel like a new man. Red rubbed his forehead. Stop the Humvee, Drake. I keep losing my spot.
The five-year-old
has to piss. Yeah, Mark smiled from ear to ear. Drake shook his head and pulled over slowly. Have fun. Getting wet, dumbass. Jax pushed Mark. Pushed Mark out of the Humvee. Honestly, is this kid a complete idiot? Drake said. Turning off the truck. Mark ran over to the side of the road and found his tree of choice. Don't look, guys. I know it's tempting, but restrain yourselves. Jack let out a small laugh. He stuck his head out the window. I just want to peek, man. Mark zipped up his pants and turned around. He was about to say something, but he was cut off by a sharp pain in his left shoulder. Jack's jaw dropped, and Drake threw his hands over his head. Try saying that 10 times fast. Bullets rained down on the Humvee. Mark fell to his knees with his hand on his arm. Another shot went straight through his leg. Jax kicked open the door. He fired back with 3 controlled bursts. Meanwhile, Ghost leaped out of the back of the truck and... yeah, hi. Took cover. Red and Axe joined him. While Drake grabbed his gun, Axe, we need to get Mark behind the Humvee now. Red grabbed Axe's arm.
Jax, give us some cover now.
You see, it should say, Drake, exclamation point. Jax, exclamation point.
No, it shouldn't.
Give us some cover now. That would make more sense.
Not grammatically.
You're illiterate. That's the problem.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You're just a retard.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Drake and Jack slammed the triggers of their guns and fired rapidly. Ghost tried to zero in on the enemy's position. Red ran over to Mark's side and laid down covering fire. Axe threw Mark's arm over his shoulder and moved him over to the Humvee. But before they could make it, a sting shocked Axe's right leg, and he fell to the ground. Red noticed it immediately and ran over to him. Fucking fuck! Wait, go back.
It's Axe. Come on, get up.
Bullets still flew through the air, hitting the Humvee. A spot 5 on the hill to the east. Ghost let off a shot from his sniper. 4. Axe pulled himself up to the Humvee. Shit! My fucking leg, oh shit! Yeah, why do you keep moving so fast?
Red
crouched down next to him and grabbed his face. Look at me. You're fine, okay? That's a fucking scratch. You need to help Mark right now. Axe shook his head and moved over to Mark. Blood was spewing from his mouth. Another bullet. Wait.
Had entered his chest.
Where does it say that?
Right there, in front of you.
You gotta point to it on the thing.
I can't.
Oh.
Literally right there.
I lost my spot.
Right on your mark. And are you still blind? Right there where it says, help Mark now.
Wait, this is where it says Mark.
Go up.
Yeah.
Go up.
Yeah.
Go up.
Yeah.
Right there. I had entered his chest.
Mark, you need to look at me. Keep your eyes open and breathe. Mark coughed and grabbed Axe's hand tightly. His eyes began to close slowly. No, Mark. You fucking stay with me. You're not leaving, son. Red grabbed Mark's free hand. Axe looked into Mark's eyes. Morphine, said Mark faintly. Axe looked at Red. Red looked at Axe. Fucking do it. Axe took out a morphine shot and stabbed it into Mark's leg. Shots continued to hit the Humvee while Jax and Drake continued their assault. Ghosts let off another shot, dropping a Russian to the ground. Mark's eyes closed. Red rubbed his forehead and ripped off Mark's dog tags. He moved over to Ghost. What are you got, Ghost? Give me something. More are coming. It looks like 10 now. He stopped talking immediately. RPG.
Everyone stop firing. Shit. Move. Everyone fucking move. The squad ran off from the Humvee into the woods. Behind them, the RPG hit the Humvee with a thunderous shot. An explosion knocked the ground beneath the roughnecks. It sent Axe. You know what? Probably just zoom out. Just go back to the way it was.
God, this is the second chapter. Blah, 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 blah. The bullet went the bullet went through Jack's head with ease.
No.
Everyone stop firing. Shit. Move, everyone. Fucking move.
Shit, move, everyone, fucking move.
I just read that.
Yeah, go from there.
Yeah, I lost it now. I was just reading
right
it.
Right there. Shit, move, everyone. Right there. Just put your finger to the screen and do your left. Yeah, go up. Now to the right. Now to the right one right there.
Hit this.
Move your finger down one line.
Shit. I see you did the good... made one word a sentence. Shit. And then another sentence. Move, everyone, fucking move. The squad ran from the Humvee into the woods behind them. The RPG hit the Humvee with a thunderous shot. An explosion rocked the ground beneath the roughnecks. It sent Axe flying into a nearby tree. And Jax rolling into a damp ground. It was quiet. The only sound was the rain and the fire burning on the Humvee. Ghost took a deep breath. He looked around. He saw Drake in red, but no sign of Axe or Jax. He grabbed his sniper and he crawled over to Drake. The rain was hitting the ground very hard. Ghost looked at Drake. He was breathing. Drake, wake up! He smacked him in the face. Drake popped up, but the ghost threw back at him and put his hand over his mouth. Quiet! Quiet, you! Drake looked at the ghost and moved his hand away from his mouth. Red began to move. He looked over at the two. What's going on? Ghost moved over to Red. Drake followed. Look over there. Ghost pointed to the group of Russian soldiers moving through the woods. There were no less than 20 of them. The fire from the wreck was being put out by the rain. The rain now. Red's eyes widened. Jack was crawling right in front of the group of Russians. He was bleeding from the arm pretty bad. Drake tried to run out to him, but Red pulled him back. Stop, Drake, stop. There are too many of them. There's nothing we can do. Stop. Drake fought, but couldn't get free. I'm sorry, but we can't. It's too late. Somebody came out in front of the pack of Russians. He was bald. Why is he describing him so thoroughly? Nobody asked him. He was bald and wearing a black trench coat. Oh, is that me? He was... In his right hand, there was a pistol. Who talks like this?
Nobody's talking. This is the narrator at this point.
Oh, I thought he was still talking. I thought he was just saying... he was bald and he happened to have this in his...
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. He stepped on Jack's back. He screamed out in pain. The rain smacking his face. A tear fell from Drake's face. I'm sorry, he said quietly. I'm sorry, he said quietly. The man cocked the pistol, and pulled the trigger. The bullet went through. The bullet went through Jack's head with ease. This is our land now. You are not welcomed here. The man cocked the pistol. The man smiled and signaled to one of his comrades. Two of them came from the front and threw another body next to Jax. Next to Jax. Why did you name him Jax? It's so hard to say. It was Axe and Jax. It was Axe. It was Axe, bloody and battered. The man grabbed Axe's face and shoved it to the right to Jax's dead corpse. Axe screamed, spit flying from his mouth. No, you fucking asshole. I'll kill you. The man threw Axe to the ground. You will be our messengers. Wait, is this one of the... Who said that?
Big bad Russian.
You will be one of our messengers. Is he still talking? You will tell your superiors that we will show no mercy to the trespassers. This land is ours. Now that you are the vermin of the world and exterminated you, He cocked his pistol again. Aki closed his eyes as he knew that was coming. The man from the gun put the gun onto the side of Axel's head. So young, so naive, so stupid. He let off the shot and Axe fell hard to the ground. The man signaled to all the Russians. And they began to leave the area. Red let go, and Drake fell to the ground. Ghost sighed. He ran over the side of his comrades. He couldn't look at them, but he kneeled down and panted. Red walked over to them and put his hand over his mouth. He bent down and grabbed the dog tags from their necks. He grabbed dogs from their necks. We have to go. We have to go, Drake. Find a radio and get out of here. Drake spun around and grabbed the Red's necks. He grabbed Red's necks. Rest. He grabbed Red's neck. You killed them. Why didn't we do anything? You just sat there and watched it happen. Red threw him off. There were too many of them, Drake. We would be dead right now, too. And that wouldn't solve nothing. Drake scratched his head. Red held out his hand, offering some help. Ghost came up behind Red. Our radio was in the Humvee. We're going to need a station to contact command. Yeah, I know. I know where they are. There's actually a radio tower about two clicks to the west of here. That's very Midwestern. But there's no doubt going to be Russian forces there. Drake stood up and cocked his rifle. That's okay. I'm in the mood for cock.
End of chapter 1.
End of chapter 1. Never to be read again.
Beginning your next.